like a river that tendeth my way. When sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control. That Christ has regarded my helpless estate. Shed his own blood for my soul. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Haste the day when faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. We greet all brothers and sisters, all friends worldwide, from all countries and many languages, who have tuned in online to this biblical word observation with and through Brother Frank, very warmly. We are glad and thankful for the possibility in this time of the pandemic and of the lockdowns to hear God's revealed word,
zu können. Möge der Herr uns segnen.
May the Lord bless us.
Durch sein Wort,
through his word,
was wir hören werden,
what we will hear, which we will hear.
Ich lese ein Wort
I read a word from the scripture,
aus dem Neuen Testament,
from the New Testament,
aus dem zweiten Brief des Petrus,
from 2 Peter,
von,
chapter 1,
vom dritten Vers,
from verse 3.
Seine göttliche Kraft,
according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us to glory and virtue. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly love, and to brotherly love the general love. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, giving diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I read also from the same chapter, from verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice, which sounded from heaven, we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well, that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. May the Lord bless us for this wonderful word which we have heard. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we lay this word observation before you. Bless each one who hears and who believes your word, your promises. Bless our brother, strengthen him. May the anointing of your Holy Spirit be upon him and with him. We thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen. Also, I would like to greet all of you very warmly, and also extending the many greetings from all our brothers and sisters, beginning with Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, and all brothers and sisters there. And then one can continue with Brother Müller from Germany at the Baltic Sea, from Brother John from Bucharest, with Brother Tati from Brussels, continuing with greetings from Montreal, from Toronto, from Edmonton. Greetings from Kinshasa, from Kolwezi, from Nairobi. Greetings, really, greetings from everywhere, from brothers who are joined with us and with the Lord. We are grateful that we can have these broadcasts, grateful for it, that the sermons from the 70s and 80s were recorded, whether in Krefeld, whether in Zurich. We are grateful that all received the insight and the introduction. And we are grateful that these old sermons are translated into many languages and can be heard worldwide. It's thousands and again thousands who are tuning in everywhere. We look back to many years in which we could serve the Lord. And we are sad that right now we cannot have any meetings. When I think about that the Lord, of course, took care for it, that also here in the mission center there's room for 1,135 people, whether in the main auditorium, whether on the balcony, or in the dining hall, and wherever it might be. And then when I think about that in the last years, brothers and sisters, sometimes they came from 40 different nations, filling the hall here, listening. For the Lord, of course, commanded, gather ye my people, that they hear my words. And this we did in the almost 50 past years. We didn't preach anything but only God's holy word. And all who are of God thank the Lord with all their heart for it. We all don't like the time in which we are living in. And we can really say it. We would prefer it when everything would have stayed the same as it has been for many, many years. But in the same way, we are grateful now. For thus it is written, thank God in every situation, for this is the will of God. And so, also in this situation, we can say thanks, thanking with all our hearts for it, that we really found grace with God. And I hope that all have read the word of introduction and that they read it again in peace. Everything was said in it, that what we must have, the virtue, everything what goes with it. We have read the list of the seven attributes. We've heard it. And then it ends with the brotherly love and the general love. But the inner man must have all these divine qualities. For thus we read it. To us were given the most precious and most important promises, so that we become partakers of the divine nature. Yes, that the promises can become a divine reality with us and through us. And if we make the term promises for our main subject again, then, brothers and sisters, what kind of privilege that God has given us the grace to believe also the main promise which had to be fulfilled before the return of Jesus Christ, receiving it by faith and to know, thus the Lord ordained it, and thus it took place. And as we were reading, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Also, from that, God has kept us by His grace. When I just think about it, how many interpretations and doctrines were spread after the passing of Brother Branham among the people. It is just a sad situation from the very beginning. I cannot go here into all the details, but the best friends of Brother Branham, whether they have come from New York, whether they came from Tucson, from Clarksville, from here and from there, the one with the teaching of Perugia, yes, he came from Ohio. If one thinks about it, the word Perugia means advent, arrival, but arrival of a person. And after the passing of Brother Branham, they just put up the doctrine of Perugia and preached that the Lord has come. No, the Lord has not yet come. The Lord has revealed His holy and precious word unto His servant and prophet. And this divine message foreruns even today the second coming of Christ. The brother from New York was 1976, also in Krefeld. And he came to me and he said, Brother Frank, permit me that I preach about the seven thunders. I took him into the preacher's room and I asked him, tell me, what do you want to preach? Yes, this you will hear and see. And I had to tell him, please sit down into the audience. For this, we have no room here. Really, one teaching after the other one came of people who used Brother Branham by name. Also the teaching that the return of the Lord can only take place when the resurrection of the dead takes place, when the prophet has returned and 30 or 40 days will have a preaching in a tent. When I think about all these teachings which were presented, and in doing so, they were hiding behind Brother Branham, referring to him, and his statements they misunderstood, and not one of them was thinking about to go back to the Word. All were convinced that what is written in the Bible, all know, but that what was revealed to the prophet, this we preach now to the people. And right that was the evil one who brought all this into existence. Brother Branham didn't preach anything but only the written word, which remained hidden, as can be read in the prophet Daniel, seal the book until the end time. And then many will search in it, and thus knowledge shall increase. And therefore, at the end of the time of grace, God has sent Brother Branham. He was the promised Elijah, the promised prophet for our time. And also this, dear brothers and sisters, is very, very important. Whoever reads Matthew 17 will of course know what is written there and can convince himself. Our Redeemer took the three disciples with him and went up unto the Mount of Transfiguration. Moses and Elijah appeared. The glory of God came down. Peter wanted to build three tabernacles, one for the Lord, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But then came the special event, moment, namely the voice of God came down with a thundering sound. And I am happy when I read this, because once I heard the voice of God with such a sound or an echo which goes through marrow and bone. Not just the mighty voice of the Lord, but the tremendous voice of God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. This is the command which is valid until today. But then comes something very special. The disciples asked the Lord, why do the scribes say that Elijah must first come? Verse 10. And in verse 11, our Lord says, verily I say unto you, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. And then comes verse 12. But I say unto you that Elijah is come already, and they did with him whatever they liked. Here we have a scripture, two statements, which are very, very important. The one, Elijah will come and restore all things. And right afterward, for the disciples asked him, why do the scribes say that Elijah must first come? And then the Lord says, he came already. What shall I say to it? In our time, all who reject the message, they all say, in the second part, the Lord nullified what is in the first part. Elijah came already, and you don't have to wait for him anymore. We, as true believers, who we respect every word and who believe it and let it be as it is written, we may say, the first promise, verily I say unto you, Elijah truly shall come and restore all things. That was then in the future, and after 2,000 years, in our time, it was fulfilled. But that, what happened through the ministry of John the Baptist, was fulfilled then. And therefore, because John the Baptist came in the spirit and in the power of Elijah, our Lord could say, verily, I say unto you, he came already. Both is true. John had finished his ministry and prepared a people for the Lord, Thus, it is written in Luke chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. And in our time, that part came into fulfillment. Verily, I send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. John the Baptist came on the scene before the breaking forth of the day of salvation, of the time of grace. And the last prophet came on the scene in our time, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Brothers and sisters, for me, it has such a great significance that we really place God's holy word there where it belongs. And this is the commission which the Lord has given to me. I will send you into other cities to preach my word. This is my task, to preach God's holy word in such a way, joining Old and New Testament in a harmony. And then our Lord also said, after he spoke in parables, he said, did you understand all this? It's really about it. Not just to repeat what is written, what Brother Branham has said, but to place it scripturally, to put it there where it belongs. And we are very grateful to God for it, that we have carried out this commission. And brothers and sisters, also this thought comes to me, especially in view of all who are newly added, also in the past years, who have been newly added. We don't want to go into the previous years here, but especially to the years which are behind us, in which the word was preached worldwide, as the Lord likewise has said it. And brothers and sisters, two things are very much on my heart. Our preparation unto the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ our Lord. I don't just want to have preached, and I don't just want that people have heard worldwide. I want to see you all again. I want that you are part of it. And it starts with it. And this is actually the first part. The first part. That everything what God has given to us, that it is embedded in love. We have heard it in the word of introduction, of the love, and then also of the general love. Brothers and sisters, all of the work of redemption is embedded in love. For God so much loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. You all know the holy word of God. the precious word, for God so much loved the world. And because God loved us, He has given us the redemption, the reconciliation by His grace. The redemption, the reconciliation, the forgiveness is embedded in the love of God. And therefore, the love is the most important. Everything will cease. Prophecies, everything will cease one day. But the love never ceases. And I repeat, it has become so great to me. Sometimes I have to keep my tears back. Out of love, the Lord came to us. Everything embedded in love. Also, the end time message, the proclamation is embedded in love. Because God loved us so much, therefore He has fulfilled His promise. And we of course read it, that by the most precious promises we become partakers of the divine nature. Because we believe the promise for our time, by this we have part in the divine nature. And everything what God has promised us in His Word, we will experience it and we will receive it. Also this time we will survive by God's help, remaining faithful, thanking the Lord. And we all know what our Lord has said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. And right in the book of Acts, we read, of course, and they assembled from house to house. If God permitted it in such a way that now also that part finds fulfillment, which was foretold before the return of Jesus Christ. We all know, of course, that the Lord said it will be as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. There will be wars, troubles, earthquakes, yes, famines and pestilences of various kinds. They will be there. All this is part of the course of the end time. And when we see all this and we experience it, then we know that our Lord has said to us, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Once again, this precious thought that God loved us so deep, so intimate, that out of love, He has given us the promised and planned redemption in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. By grace, through the finished work of redemption, He has given it to us by His grace. Everything embedded in love. And brothers and sisters, please be careful that you not hold anything against anyone in your heart. No, read again the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us as we forgive our debtors. And then, if we do not forgive, then we also will not be forgiven. In the divine love embedded, in every marriage, in every family, everything wholeheartedly can be forgiven. And as Brother Branham said in a sermon, we as people can forgive, but we cannot forget. But God has forgiven and forgotten. He reminded on the word which the Lord, that the Lord has thrown our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Brothers and sisters, may God give us the grace that nothing is in us which could hinder the completion, that we are found with a pure heart, that we understand, that we receive and believe that all of the plan of redemption of our God is joined in the love of God. But this love of God must be poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Everything must become our personal experience of salvation, the conversion, repentance, the renewing, the new birth, the spirit baptism, up to the sealing. All these biblical experiences must become our personal experience of salvation, one after the other, so that we really, in the prepared condition, we may meet our Lord. Then once again, coming back to the second part of Peter, no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. Men of God under the inspiration and leading of the Holy Spirit, they were moved by God and spake. They were not speaking of themselves or by themselves. That's how it is written. They spake by the commission of God. And also this, Brother Branham said in one of the sermons in November 1962 of Isaiah, when he saw the glory of God, he said, I am a sinful man with unclean lips. We all know what is written in Isaiah chapter 6. And then Brother Branham said, also every preacher, every servant of God, he naturally has unclean lips, and he has to come into contact with the fire of God. The tongue, the mouth, the heart, everything must be touched. And only afterward, Isaiah could say, Lord, send me. And we all know what happened on the day of Pentecost. Cloven tongues, like as of fire, descended and set upon each of them. And only then they started to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Brothers and sisters, may the Lord succeed to lay into all of us such a deep longing and to say to the Lord in love, "Dear Lord, I want to be part of the rapture. I believe you. I believe your word. I received and accepted the message. I thank you for your prophet whom you have sent to reveal the hidden mysteries of your plan of salvation. And I thank you for the ministry which takes place in our time. Let me have a full part in it." And then we come once again back to the first part which Peter lined out. Through him, our Lord and Savior, we received the adoption as sons. The most exceeding wonderful promises we heard, and we received them by faith. And please believe it, brothers and sisters, for thus it is, as certain as the promises are of a divine nature, so sure we are partakers of the divine nature, and then the new man is equipped in us with all the fruits of the Spirit, with all the virtues. And Peter, of course, has written it, that these attributes must be found in us. And then, of course, comes also that verse, which hurts very much. It hurts. He that lacketh these attributes, he is blind and cannot see afar off. Brothers and sisters, this hurts. And I tell you, correction hurts. But without correction, we cannot be helped. We need the divine correction. The Lord must say it to us very clearly. Although it hurts in the moment, he said it in love. In love we receive it. If he that lacketh these attributes, he is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten the purging of his old sins. Let us never forget that we were purged, purified of our sins, that the sin was forgiven. And I say it once again, I thank God for the redemption embedded in love. For God so much loved the world, you and me, and has given everything in Christ Jesus our Lord. We are already as the completed ones before the throne of grace. Yes, already at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And therefore, let me say here in closing these two scriptures, mentioning them. The one from Matthew 25. Those who were ready went with him to the marriage supper, and the door was closed. And the other from Revelation 19, and his bride has made herself ready, and it was granted to her to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. Our Lord appeared in a radiating raiment. And I tell you, with a holy laughing, smile. You cannot imagine what it means for me to have experienced the rapture. I've not only seen it, but personally, I had part in it. And then the innumerable multitude, all young, all dressed in white, and on the white raiment, on the white linen, there was a radiance, so in harmony, but visible. One could see that it was not just a white linen, but it was radiating. Everything the Lord prepared for us. And all this, we will experience it by His grace. Also our last preparation, when the Lord will complete His work, and we expect that it happens in our time, day and hour, no one knows. But we believe that we are so close to the end, so close. And we may look up and we know our redemption is drawing near. Please receive all these words to your heart. Read again what Brother Borg has read in the word of introduction. And let us ask the Lord together that He gives us and lets us experience everything embedded in love. Everything will cease. Faith, hope, love. And the greatest of them is love. In the love it started, and in love God completes His work of redemption with the beloved. And to you, and you are part of it worldwide. Now just a word addressed to all ministering brethren. May they please never again preach any doctrine, and please permit me that I say this as a remark. Just recently, in the recent days, about 10 minutes, I heard a short speech from Jeffersonville, where it was said that even today, William Marion Branham is the pastor of this church, and that here can be played only his tapes. Brothers and sisters, keep away from all fanaticism. Keep away from everything. What was told to Brother Branham? Not you, but this message will forerun the second coming of Christ. And this took place since the passing of Brother Branham by His grace, according to the holy plan of salvation of our God. And therefore, we are grateful to the Lord God that He didn't stop in December 1965 and turning in circles there, but that a new beginning, a continuation took place, and that we may be brought up to date in the kingdom of God by His grace. To our beloved Lord and Savior be the thanks, and once again addressed to all ministering brethren. Only preach what you can preach from the Bible. For the bride church is a word church. Worldwide, in all peoples and tongues, be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let your spirit now fall on all of us. As in Jerusalem, in the upper room, the same fire descended from heaven to us in this time of sorrow and torment. The same fire descended from heaven on us in this time of sorrow and torment. Let your spirit now fall on all of us. As it happened then in the house of Cornelius. Oh, baptize us all with a holy fire and cast out all fear from our hearts. Baptize us all with your holy fire and cast out all fear from our hearts. Let your spirit now fall on all of us. As the multitudes turned to you, we are waiting prayerfully in the building of promise. Let the power of your Spirit work in our midst and give us life. Let your spirit now fall on all of us. Let signs and wonders take place. We are waiting prayerfully in the upper room of today. Come soon and let us receive your power. Wake up your children who sleep. A stone throw away from Kidron. Come to us as you did earlier. And lay on us your pierced hand. Come to us as you did earlier, and lay on us your pierced hand.